This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning, I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we hear from Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories of the past week in the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
The cancer risk has apparently dropped as California has ramped up its air regulations. Talk about that.
This comes from a study that was published in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. It was a study by the California Air Resources Board that showed that the risk from 7 toxic air pollutants has dropped 76% since 1990, which means those regulations that are not popular with some people but very popular with others are actually working. The rules cover everything from diesel trucks to lawnmowers to dry cleaning businesses that use chemicals.
And of course, you can see over the past, 25, 30 years, you can see the difference. Is there really any credible lobby anymore to lower California's air standards?
Well, there are always concerns about overregulation. Some conservatives believe that California imposes too many regulations on business and that that's making California less attractive to businesses. Other people say, well, it doesn't seem to have hurt the California economy. It's still one of the biggest in the world. You know, Ken, as you remarked, you can see the difference in the air. When I moved to this area in 1986, sometimes you couldn't see across the street. You certainly couldn't see the mountains. And today, it's kind of a rare day when you can't see the mountains.
Yeah, I remember I worked at Santa Anita in the late 70s. You could not see the San Gabriel Mountains across the 210.
Right.
And now, of course, the air is much better. So on the subject of emissions, Volkswagen cheating on its emissions data has hurt the Inland Empire's air?
Well, certainly. I don't have a count on how many of these so-called clean diesel VWs are in the market in the Inland Empire, but we do know that the Inland Empire has the worst air in the nation for some of these pollutants, including nitrogen oxides and PM2, which is the small particles emitted by a lot of diesel engines. Just to refresh, Volkswagen was claiming that these vehicles were passing emissions tests. It turned out they had this software installed so that the emissions control devices only turned on during smog tests so that they appeared to be clean, but they really weren't. They were emitting anywhere from 10 to 40% more pollutants than they appeared to be. So this is of particular concern for the Inland Empire because these emissions are the ones that hurt health. They damage the lungs. They can cause asthma attacks and other respiratory illnesses. And, you know, air agency officials estimate that there are 4,000 premature deaths every year in Southern California from these particulate emissions alone. We can't say those are all from VWs, but certainly the VW cheating added to that.
And of course, we're going to wait to see how Volkswagen is going to remedy all this, if indeed that can be done.
Right.
Let's move along to finally some good news about a story we have been talking about for years. Harupa Valley will not be dissolving as a city after all.
Right. Yeah, the mayor says we're not going anywhere. Yeah, the city, because of that legislation that the governor signed last week, the city was freed from about $22 million that it owed to Riverside County because of this one-time infusion of state funds. And the city council was expected on Thursday night to repeal its resolution that started the disincorporation process.
There were three other cities that were newly incorporated within the past few years that also would be affected by this?
Right. Eastvale, Wildomar, and Menifee. But they only owed a few million dollars. It was really Harupa Valley that was most affected when the state took away the vehicle license fee money. And so it ended up in the hole by about $22 million. The others, they never started the disincorporation process. The bill that the governor signed, what that does is give $24 million to the county of Riverside to kind of forgive those debts that are owed by those new cities.
So this means residents of Harupa Valley, Menifee, Eastvale, and Wildomar, we can stop talking about this?
Well, they can continue to live in cities. They won't be county pockets anymore.
Okay. And can you give us a quick update on something else we talked about? There was a petition drive to try to, generally would have tried to halt the development of the World Logistics Center, which was approved by the Moreno Valley City Council.
Right. That was a grassroots effort to collect signatures to qualify a referendum on the ballot, and the referendum would have overturned that approval of the World Logistics Center. They failed. They got pretty close. They collected 7,100 signatures. They needed 7,200, but they had to throw out 600 signatures that were not from registered voters. That's always a problem during signature gathering efforts.
But of course, that doesn't mean the end of division over the World Logistics Center or even the end of litigation.
Well, right. There's the initiative efforts that have been funded by the developer, which would also rescind the action of the city council, but replace it with an ordinance so that the project could not be challenged on grounds of the California Environmental Quality Act.
Press Enterprise columnist Cassie McDuff, thanks.
Thank you, Ken.